Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
What he say?
Okay. Question, can y'all hear the song?
I can't hear the song.
I can't either. Maybe.
No,
me either.
There you go.
Now I can.
I hear it. I like it.
Closer. Every day with you and it gets better. I don't know if I should say this to you, yeah. I like you and I'd like to know you better. Girl, I really wanna get closer. Talking everything you do, babe. Girl, you know I like it. Ooh, yeah. The only one I can see myself with is you. Girl, I really wanna get closer.
Oh, baby. We live out here on television radio. We got Bethany J. Company. What radio host name you want to use, man? 931279. What you say? Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit, yeah.
I can hear you a little bit.
My voice still low?
Yeah, still sound like you're on speakerphone.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Let me do this real quick.
Okay.
All right.
I got to use my phone to call in so I can be loud with y'all. Y'all loud.
Okay.
I ain't got it.
Posted it on my page, but let's see.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing more promo stuff when we can send you our pictures for the next show?
Yeah, y'all can. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
What are y'all doing now?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of resetting at my studio.
I'm sitting in my room.
Mm-hmm. I'm also sipping on a little wine to relax me and just waiting for us.
Me too, girl.
That'd be
nice. Girl,
yeah.
You can't try to get back in the room. I don't know if I want to tap back in. I'm just telling you.
Oh,
that is.
Oh, now we got an echo.
Hold
I wonder if
that's
because they must. Yeah.
I did want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, but I had no Cinco de Mayo damn money.
I understand that. Yeah.
Me too.
So
I wonder, did we get that echo? Echo, because that demo called in.
Yeah,
that might be why.
So is the echo still there now?
No, I haven't heard.
Yeah, I'm out of that now. I'm on my phone now. I just walked out the room, well, because I was on the computer. But hold on, I got to get something out of there because I got some stuff I need to have with me.
Okay.
All right. Girl,
if somebody called in, there could be a topic, Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl, but y'all can hear me better, right?
What you like?
Huh?
I said, y'all can hear me better now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. I got to find a microphone on my computer so I can so y'all can hear me better.
All right, so some of the topics, and what kind of, are we covering anything on topics, political, religion? I mean, I know we're going to be doing life and personal stuff, but, you know, what about political and religion and stuff like that? You know, the topics that usually causes a lot of drama, but is it needs to be talked about.
Right, that's fine with me. Whatever topics y'all want to,
I'm open to it.
I'm open to all.
I'm open to all. Me too. That's what I was about to say.
I'm good.
I'm completely open-minded to any topic. I can pretty much speak on anything. I've dealt with so much in my life. I can pretty much have a point of view almost on everything y'all can talk about. So.
And this is Kyle.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. So far, my name is Jay. I'm the only St. Louis host on here. So don't beat me up, y'all.
You say you're the only what?
St. Louis host.
Oh, I like St. Louis. The few times I've been there,
I've never been,
but I want to go bad. I grew up on St. Louis music, you know, so.
Okay. I've been wanting to go to Tennessee too on Bourbon Street. Maybe I want to get.
I've been in Tennessee almost half my life, and I've never been to Bourbon yet. I've never even been to Memphis.
You might not want to go to Bourbon Street right now, though.
You can go in the daytime. I lived in Memphis for 9 years.
But Bourbon Street is in New Orleans.
Is it Bourbon Street or Beale Street?
I forgot. New Orleans. I was thinking about Beale Street. But
Bourbon,
you said Bourbon. I was thinking about Beale also.
Yeah, I still think about Beale Street.
Yeah.
They should be having Memphis in May right now, I believe, or sometime this month.
Yeah. Oh no. I heard they had canceled it, and they're doing other things. I gotta find out for sure.
They probably need to cancel
it
with all the
shootings
and everything the past few months.
Yeah. I heard that last week, but I didn't do any further investigation upon it. But I'm gonna be asking this week.
I'm sitting
in front of my computer. I can look it up right now.
Let's go around the horn a little bit. Bethany, we're gonna let you introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about what you got going on.
Well, I'm Bethany, and I live in Jackson, Tennessee. And right now, I'm an active daughter with in the Masonic field. I don't even know how to put it. Yeah, Masonic feel. And then I'm just working and just trying to live.
So you're
doing
Eastern
community
Star?
Service. I'm an Eastern Star and a daughter. So they keep me pretty busy. I'm in two houses. And they trying to get me to go in the third, but I got a lot. And then I recently lost my mother, so I take on the responsibilities for my dad. I got two special need brothers. So that's something I would like to talk about, too, on the show about autism and kidney failure.
That's autistic. I need to be more educated on that.
Oh, yes, honey. I've been dealing with it ever since I've been alive. I got both of my brothers have autism. So,
older or younger brothers?
They're older. They're older. I'm 51, and my brothers, he's 50, and then the other one is 48. That's a topic to talk about because they have a lot of stuff for the younger kids, but when they get a certain age, it's not much, especially in Tennessee for the older ones. if they're right. not actively functioning mentally. Like, some are able to work, but some are not, and it's nothing really here for them.
Okay. Okay. Because of the, yeah. cause the small town, you, the bigger cities have
yes.
stuff for.
A bigger city would indeed have, and that's the thing I think about. If my daddy passes before myself, I know I would want to leave Tennessee because I would need to have someone to help me with my brothers. I mean, they are men;
right.
they still men, and it's
right.
only so much I could do. So I would need to move to a state that has that. And Tennessee does not offer a whole lot when it comes to assistance with autism.
With the older people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get one of the guys. Tony.
Yeah, I'm here. My name's Tony. I'm from Jackson, Tennessee. I'm a longtime local musician and. Just like the lady who just spoke, I am also a member of some of those same auxiliaries that she spoke about. So, but all in all, I've done a few things in radio. I work with special needs children, football coach. So I work with a lot of kids and. I'm really just excited about Tunnel Vision Radio, ready to get this ball rolling and wondering what the future holds. You know, I know Damo for a while, and I've always been a pretty solid guy. So, you know,
okay.
I believe in you. I believe in your vision. I'm here for the ride.
Okay. All right. So, what, Miss J, you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, my name is Jay LaVon. I'm from St. Louis. Right now, I work like a 9-to-5. I've been knowing Damo since I did an underground magazine over 10 years ago named Cube. And I...
Oh, yeah. I remember. Okay.
So I fell in love with media ever since. Me and media have an off-and-on relationship. I currently have a podcast that I would like to bring back up and alive named Record Chronicles. And I'm very excited about Tunnel Radio, Tunnel Vision Radio. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And you know, it's like I am open to all topics. I'm looking forward to working with you all every Sunday on the Good Lord's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As y'all just down the church and stuff.
All right, Mr. What, I say Dally. How you say your name? How you want to be on the radio show?
Kyle. My real name is Kyle. I go by Dally on Facebook just because it's Facebook, and I don't like certain people trying to find me. You know how small towns are. Because we went to high school together does not mean we need to be friends on Facebook. So if I see you out about Walmart, I don't need you getting on Facebook looking me up. So I decided to change my Facebook name and make it a little bit harder to find me.
Gotcha. Okay, Kyle. Okay, introduce yourself.
I'm 33 years old. I'm an aspiring artist. Also, I'm trying to build a brand called Hustle Dreams Artistry. The brand I'm trying to build is it'll be an umbrella for all art and all creative needs. No matter who you are and what you do, I want you to be able to express yourself because we have a lot of restrictions nowadays. Now, it's starting to open up with TikTok and stuff. But even there with the algorithms and everything, it's still kind of hard for certain stuff to kind of pass through.
Right.
I would like to be able, you know, help push them type of artists who are struggling to be able to get their stuff out there. I've opened up for artists like Haystack, who is from Nashville. I've opened up for Lil White, who is from Memphis, who was signed to 3-6 Mafia and them. My brother, he has a podcast that's called Combat Cub. I've been on it once. I've been there a couple times to hang out. I'm going to be on and off of there from time to time. I've never done a radio show before, so this will be my first time. I am very much excited.
Okay.
This won't be like what's going on right now. There is a local St. Louis rapper who opened for Huncho, and Huncho stole his song.
Wow.
Yeah.
He did what?
So it's this rapper from St. Louis and Kansas, and he opened up for her show for a concert. So
right.
turns out her show and Glossop stole his song.
Oh,
dang.
Wow.
And see, that's another thing I like for especially musicians and artists to understand how to copyright their lyrics and how to be able to get their stuff through BMI and ASCAP, you know, get their royalties from it through SoundScan, you know. A lot of that needs to be pushed out to artists, and there's not a lot of radio shows. I mean, you know, there's some podcasts, but nobody's really telling the intimate details that needs to be told.
That's,
right.
that's not a lot of education in media, music, and what we do. That's not a lot of education in media in general. It's like, it's probably credit. You got to learn it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
Okay.
Right. And the thing is not like it's, you know, a lot of times, well, a lot of artists don't like to read. You know what I mean? So, because it's out there for you to know. You know, it's out there. You just it's out there.
You got to research through the maze.
You know, and just think of how many artists miss money, like, because they had a video on YouTube and they didn't monetize it, and it went viral. You know?
Wow.
And they just missed all that money. Missed all that money. You get millions of views and you miss money because you didn't monetize the video. And it happens all the time. Even with people on Facebook, they stuff go viral. You know, and they could have got paid. That's why you see a lot of people got digital creator. You know, they hoping to go viral so they can get paid. Hoping something
That'll
good,
be
hoping,
me.
Hoping something go viral so they can get paid.
No. I'm still trying to set up because I had that. It's like I'm a digital creator on Facebook. I still got one job. I'm trying to start linking my bank information for Facebook to send me my money.
I know that's like, I've seen a little notification from Facebook. It wasn't but like $2, but I appreciate them for that.
Yeah, and the thing, but you know what I noticed? Like when I changed mine, I took mine off the digital creator because it seemed like when I had it on digital creator, I had less reactions. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's the algorithm.
No, I don't know
it's
if that's
the algorithm.
True.
You didn't spend enough money, man. And I really think if you don't spend enough money and you don't push them ads when you have a digital creator, I don't think the algorithm lets you really get pushed like that.
Right. And because I sure wasn't, you know, when I post pictures of my kids, you know, people, like, boom, 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 boom. It's all kind of likes. But when I was the digital creator, it was like 2 likes, 3 likes. I'm like, wait a minute now. I was like, come on now. I was like, you know, usually I get a lot of likes on the kids' pictures. And then when I did the digital create, I wasn't getting it. So I just turned it off totally.
Okay.
Now, I have some questions for y'all. Yeah. I have some questions for y'all that I came up with that I'm going to just go around the horn with it. Okay?
Okay.
So since Bethany, you was the first one on the line, I'm gonna roll with you on this first question.
Okay.
What is something that you have had that you have heard people say about you that aren't true?
Well, I honestly have not heard anything, but
what?
I have had people tell me directly thought I was mean. Which I can be. I can be.
Right.
I'm a Virgo. So it takes a lot to get me there for me to be me. I'm going to tell y'all something else about me. I don't like repeating myself a whole lot. I don't. It just annoys me. I try to work on it.
No, I don't like repeating myself when I'm telling somebody to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good then. That's good.
That is.
Okay, now we're gonna go with Tony. If you had a chance to do business with one person, who would it be?
If I had a chance to do business with one person, I don't know if y'all watch Shark Tank or not, but I pick Kevin O'Leary.
Okay.
Everything he touched turned into money.
Okay.
And if I'm in business, you know, that's the whole name of the game, try to get the money.
Try to make the money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ms. J.
Oh,
go ahead. Yeah. Ms. J., what is the one thing that you fear the most?
Not doing all that I can before I perish.
Okay. See, my answer would have been snakes.
If I could do as much as I want and live a full life, I would be great. Even though if I would do everything, I just want a full, peaceful, full. I want to leave here. I want to leave anything knowing that I've done something.
Right.
I made some type of
right. You know what my fear is? Because you know I have little kids. I have grown kids and I have little kids. You know,
okay.
And I have a 4-year-old, I have a 1-year-old, well, 2 1-year-olds, and then I have one on the way, and I have an 8-year-old. So my fear is not seeing them graduate.
Oh.
You know, that I'm gone before that. You know what I mean? You know, so it's like,
mm-hmm.
man, I just want to live long enough to see my kids through school. You know what I mean? You know. Because I'd be like 70 then, you know, but I want to be healthy enough where I can watch my kids walk across that stage. And that's I think about that all the time. I'm like, I want my kids to know who their daddy is. That's just my fear that I won't be here.
Okay.
That's
touching. Mr. Cal. Yes, sir.
The one decision in your lifetime that you live right now that you wish you had or had not made?
That's easy. I'm going through a divorce right now.
Oh.
And my biggest wish that I wish I could take back is probably one of our very first fights. It's one of the ones that, you know, made a crucial memory, one of those that just can't, you know, you can't get past.
Made an impact.
You know, if I could have a fast time machine, I could, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? It put a scar in the relationship that we just can't, you know, can't seem to work through no matter how many times we talk about it.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, forgive it. You forgive it, but you don't forget it. Forgive and then
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you know, it'd probably be one of those, man. And if I had a time machine, I'd go back and I'd walk out the house. I would definitely reply in actions and words in a different way than what I did.
Right.
Man, that's
I'm gonna tell y'all a little bit about my personal business. Me and my girl, we not together right now, right? And kind of had a big fight, not physically. Well, she was physical, not me. But and the thing is, if I was younger, I would have reacted different.
Mm-hmm.
No. But then I'm older, it's like, man, if I do this, I'ma lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So you think about it as you get older. Like I said, if I was younger, I probably would have been locked up for real. But because
mm-hmm.
you're putting your hands on me, number one.
You're putting
your hands on me, number one. And you know, and usually it's you react and you don't think. You react to that, you know. And, you know, then, you know, I'm older now, so it's like, hey, you know, put my hand out, blocking, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But, like I said, I was like, and I'm thinking, because what the first thing that went through my head, if I do something, I'm going to lose everything I got. Because you'll be locked up, might lose your job, you know what I mean? If I go to jail, ain't no telling what she might do up in my house. You know, so you still,
man.
All this stuff is going through my head. So I didn't, you know, so like I said, you know, the older you get, you think, you just think before you react.
You think, yeah. It's that reminds me of a scripture that my preacher gave, reacting versus responding. Because what you did, you took the time to process, and which is much harder than doing your reaction because the flesh, you want to reach out. You want to just strike out.
Right.
But
there's
consequences
to
action. Mm-hmm.
It's that reflex. It's like, Soon as somebody hits you, what you do? Boom, bam, right back.
Right back.
You know that. You know, so, but like I said, you know. But anyway, not just a little personal thing for me.
But that could be a topic down the road. Reaction versus response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of topics.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I do too. I have a lot of topics, especially when it comes to mental health and dealing with life stuff, you know, daily stuff.
Right.
I have a lot of opinions on education, about how our kids are not being educated the right way, about the taxes, about taking cursive out of school. I'm down for all that. There's a lot of things that need to be said on as many platforms as possible so as many people can hear it.
Exactly. I'm still baffled why they took cursive out of school. Like my daddy, when I was growing up, he said, your name is going to be very important because you're going to be signing documents. He didn't say all that part, but he told me my name will be important, and I definitely understand. So I don't understand why they took cursive out of school. It just
I don't understand why they take cursive out of school and people still have to sign stuff.
Right.
There's wrong people right now.
I can see why they took churches out of school, because it's like back in the day, you used to could do to say whatever you want and kids had to follow. Right now, people are too sensitive, whatever. I'm not saying it's good to take church out of school, but I can say it. But my understanding, my thing is, why we still have to say the Pledge of Allegiance when people don't believe in it?
Right.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
And it's like Pledge of Allegiance basically say, fuck you, black people.
And it does.
Yes, 100%
agreed.
Huh?
He was saying he agreed.
Oh, I was in agreement.
Oh, I said 100% agreed.
It's like, because I was raised as a church child, I could see why they took churches out of school, but this generation is too devilish sensitive that to the point you have to wash your brain of everything, because nobody's gonna feel some type of way, they're gonna feel some type of way without trying to educate themselves about how you feel. They just want to believe what they want to believe in, and then squirt it down other people's mouths.
Right.
Yep.
And it ain't necessarily really just taking church out. I mean, I understand they're taking church because you got all these religions, people. But the thing is, okay, but you can teach them right from wrong, you know, and that's not being taught in the school a lot. Right from wrong. You know what I mean?
But nowadays folks don't even know what's right from wrong.
Exactly.
They believe in
the
afterlife.
Yeah, it ain't about the religion. It's just about having your kids know right from wrong and what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to live.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't even know that. They right may be a wrong in the eyes of another.
And
you know,
that's
what's going on in this world.
These parents are using media excluding us as a rule book on how to raise their kids. So if you raise your kids with the television, what the hell do you expect for the parents? In quality
that,
of
that part.
Because, you know, a lot of people use the TV as the babysitter.
Exactly. And these video games.
Exactly. Using TV, video games, whatever deter your kids from coming to you, that's what they use.
Yeah.
And you know what they doing? Playing on their damn phone.
While
your kids uneducated. Cell phones when I was coming up, I'm kind of happy we didn't have cell phones. Like when I was in middle school, I'll be all up in that mug.
Me too, Desna. I'm kind of happy we didn't have that. I'm thankful we didn't have social media, this cyberbullying. We didn't have to deal with that. On some levels, these kids have to deal with way more. It's 10 times worse.
They really do. And that's why parenting is harder. So, you know, that's why you got to put that effort in there to teach your kids right from wrong. And, you know, you got to be the parent and keep them away from the you know, all the YouTube videos and the social media. You know, you of course you ain't gonna be able to keep them all away from it, you know, entirely away from it, but you can't control it because they live in your house.
Yeah,
right.
Now when they become,
you know,
friends and they going out and stuff, it's different. You know, okay, y'all know when they gonna hang out with such and such, they probably gonna do whatever. But when you come home, it's a different ball game. So they know when they're at home, it's this way, and they gonna know right from wrong.
Hold up, not to be off subject, I just saw something on Facebook: piss stained jeans for $800.
A what?
I'm serious. Piss stained jeans for $800.
No, hell no.
Oh, no. Piss stained jeans.
Jeans.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me ask y'all this. This is something I normally don't follow. But this diss track, the diss tracks that they're having, Kendrick Lamar against Drake, y'all know anything about that? I've been listening to him, and so far Kendrick Lamar is eating Drake up. I mean, just I wouldn't say nothing else if I was Drake.
But
that
matters
that he put up.
Meet the Grams is pretty good.
And it's the latest one I saw is They Ain't Like Us or He Ain't Like Us or something like that.
No, it was good too.
I'm
keeping with too much with that, but I get what you mean.
Yeah, I was really like, that's a lot going on too with these diss tracks. I'm like,
yeah, and I think it's a way because they know people. If I can put a song out that's going to diss Jay-Z or diss somebody that's popular, or, you know, Drake is still one of the top artists out here.
Yes, he is.
And they going to stream the hell out of it, and I'm going to get paid. Guess what I'm going to do?
That's what I think they're doing.
I'm going to make a whole bunch of
money.
That's what everybody
get that money.
It's
about that money.
But the only difference between that and Tupac and Biggie is that Tupac and Biggie didn't get to enjoy their money.
Right.
They didn't get to enjoy their money.
But that was a real beef, though. That was a real beef. You know, like, I don't even know if this stuff real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I was thinking. Is it really real? Where did it come from?
Everybody's doing it. Like, Dr. Dre and Snoop and Easy eating them. Like, that's real beef. Like, them dudes, you knew the reason that why they didn't like each other and why they was going off on each other. This is just a beef that just popped up out of nowhere. Don't nobody know what's going on.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, we knew why Tupac and Biggie was into it. We knew why Dr. Dre and
the thing is, that was
Easy
also, but it's like, I kind of question that because that was also set up by Puffy and Suge. So I kind of
that might have been too.
It's like, now a lot of stuff. And that's one thing that, Damo, like when I worked on a magazine and you see a lot of stuff that's going on, media could twist and turn a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Joking.
Yeah.
Like a beautiful fairy tale book, and it's like, and like how much stuff that we're finding out now about these celebrities. Yeah, it was all smoke and mirrors back in the day. So I don't even know if that Tupac and Biggie thing was really real because they said Tupac and Biggie were actually cool, and they were trying to start something together before they died.
You're right. They were trying to start something together before all of that ended. They were trying to put, and I think, for real, I think that might be one of the reasons that they're gone. Because, you know, Tupac and Biggie were supposed to try to start their own label. Do you know if them two would have put a label together, they would have took over the industry.
Exactly.
They took over the music
industry. I didn't know that.
That's why I kind of roll with Biggie more. Because Tupac is from the East Coast. He is not a West Coast mug. That is not his real. His name is LaShawn Crooks before it became Tupac Amaru Shakur. So, I like them both. And then I question Biggie's lyrics because they had this thing on about Biggie, but the only lyrics that I question is Biggie.
Who's that going on? Oh, okay, guys.
I gotta go get my keys.
It was just
like
a bunch of untold, but it's a bunch of untold stories.
Your daddy looks so good, I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your daddy. I mean, you look so good, I'll suck your daddy dick.
Who said that?
Then he said he'd rather fuck RuPaul than an escape brawl.
Yeah, Biggie said that. Biggie said
oh,
yeah.
My, yeah.
Yeah.
So, even though I'm more Biggie, I get hip to West Coast rap. I was always more East Coast or Southern rap. It's like when I matured, I got into the West Coast rap a little bit more, and I actually met one of the first people who found Chicano rap in California years ago named ALT.
Okay.
He was cool as a mother. So.
But, you know, and like, because, you know, like, and then people always talk about Biggie, like Biggie in the top 10, you know. And I always.
In my top 10, but that fucking RuPaul.
But you know what? But somebody put it to me like this. They put it to me like this, and then that's when I put him in my top 10. I said, you know, West Coast music that took over the industry. Like, everybody, you know, Dr. Dre.
But it was always either South or East Coast.
But I'm just saying, like, West Coast that took over. You know, you had Dr. Dre, you know, Snoop coming out. You had 50 Cent. You got all these people coming out. Yeah, and then, you know, so then he said, this dude told me, he said, Biggie, I give him credit because the East Coast was really done. Everybody was listening to West Coast music.
Yeah.
And Biggie came out and brought and revitalized the East Coast. And I said, you know what? I put him in my top 10 just because he did do that. When he came out, he kind of brought the East Coast back.
Hmm.
He brought the East Coast back. And I was like, I'll put him in my top 10 for that because he made a big change in the music game when he came out.
So you're a big Biggie fan, right?
So what?
And you're a big Biggie fan, right?
Who, me?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Okay. You've listened to the Just Playing by Biggie before, correct? Off the Ready to Die album.
I heard expert of that earlier today, and like I said, although I do like Biggie, some of the lyrics made me got a question.
Yeah, you know, this man said you can 76 to 69, try 68, make Raven Simone call date rape.
That's the one with the RuPaul reference. Say, I'd rather fuck RuPaul than SK Pose.
and in the song "You Don't Even Know," the lyrics that slide by is crazy. Rick Ross said in "You Don't Even Know," he said, "I put a Molly in her champagne. She don't even know. I took her back to the hotel and had fun. She didn't even know."
That's the one when that lost his Reebok deal. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, the lyrics that slide by with these artists, that everybody loves them and puts them in their top tens, and like, this artist is great. And there's some songs that didn't pop on the radio that nobody really listened to.
Right.
That they say things and really tell their real personalities in. You know, there's been signs about a lot of these artists for years.
Oh, like the whole thing that I saw the Drake and Kendrick debate. Kendrick is calling Drake a PEDO when he was talking to a 13, 14-year-old named Millie Bobby Brown, giving her advice on life and stuff. Like, what you doing at close to 30 talking to a 13-year-old?
See, and like the Diddy stuff that's out right now, you don't know these artists until everything bad goes bad.
Right,
and that's
when everybody
somebody you done idolized your entire life turns out to be a pedo, turns out to be this, you know.
That's why
when everybody started talking.
I'm sorry, I ain't trying to cut nobody off. I mean, cut nobody. That's why I said at the very beginning, I don't know if the Biggie and the Tupac beef was really real. Because you have the biggest puppet series behind that shit.
And do y'all watch Vlad TV?
Oh,
I used to.
I watch him every once in a while. He had me caught up on the Keefe D interview. I watched all those. And when he had Keefe D saying that, what was it, that Puffy was talking shit out of the side of his neck, and he put a hit out on Tupac. And then when the Southside Crips end up shooting Tupac, they try to call in for that money, and Puffy denied it, said he didn't want nothing to do with the murder. And they was like, well, we're going to get Biggie. Next thing you know, when Biggie comes out to California, somebody ends up shooting Biggie.
Ooh, so that was a setup. Like I said, you don't know what's really going on until you're actually there. That's why I don't speak of doing that type of shit, because you don't know what's really happening. And now they saying that Kendrick Lamar is a woman been beating the crap out of his little mixed wife.
That's
or
what,
girlfriend. And I'm like, damn.
You know what
I'm saying?
You just never know.
But you know what? I'm not going to say I could see it, but as strongly as Kendrick Lamar be putting his message out when he rap, sir, that is anger that you're trying to put out. Instead of doing something to somebody, let me scream the whole 5 minutes of the song. So I think
and for real, I hardly listen to any of the rap stuff right now. Because it's just so much out there. It's like almost they let everybody get on, you know. And I'm like,
it's like
damn.
You hear look rap, you hear like
and there's no versatility.
Ain't
nothing different.
70
about
artists sound the exact same.
About.
And
yeah,
growing up, as soon as the voice hit the speaker, you knew exactly who it was. As soon as that beat hit, you knew exactly what group it was.
Right.
If it was a Death
Row
beat, you knew it was Death Row. If it was Master P and No Limit, you knew it was No Limit. If it was Cash Money, you knew it was a Cash Money beat.
Right.
And a Cash Money artist.
Nowadays, who is who.
Man, New York sounds like West Coast. West Coast sounds like Florida. Florida sounds like Louisiana. Louisiana sounds like Tennessee. It's just like, what in the world? I don't even know who I'm listening to anymore.
That's just like what's going on with St. Louis. Like, St. Louis, we actually had our own sound in the earlier 2000s.
Right.
Then ATL.
Oh, man, y'all did.
Man.
They still buy themselves to this day. Like I said, very early in the radio, I said, there's a St. Louis rapper that's looking to a major rapper for stealing his whole entire song.
But I'm telling you, that happens all the time. A lot of major artists steal these rappers.
The Game went to my hometown, Cincinnati, and he had a battle rap. He called out battle rappers or any artist. Does anybody want to come out here and rap me? You know, if I beat them, I beat them. If you beat me, I'll give you a contract. Well, artist by the name of Showtime showed up. His name on Facebook or on YouTube is Don Maserati, but at the time his name was Showtime. He showed up, he beat Game in the battle rap, and Game walked off the stage and never even gave him a contract.
Yeah, just talking.
So you say the Game came to
Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know what? I'm not surprised that the Game would do something like that in a way.
Yeah, me neither. I ain't either.
Although that was like only 2-3 songs. It's like the only song I like, the one he has with Drake, like 192+8. Now, I also like the One Blood remix, the 11-minute shit with all the rappers.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I can see him doing some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I can see Game doing that. I can see
And, you know, Young Buck came out in an interview, and speaking of the Game, Young Buck came out in an interview and said that 50 Cent, all the shit between him and 50 Cent made up every bit of that and blueprinted and planned every bit of that beef between him and him. He told Young Buck, he said, Young Buck's exact words was 50 Cent told him, he said, they love you now. He said, but first I'm going to make them hate you, and then they're going to love you even more.
But Young Buck kind of did that to himself with the transvestites and.
Like, 50 put that out there on purpose. Supposedly, from what Young Buck says, 50 put that out there on purpose. Now, how true that is, I don't know. I do have a local artist here that's in my town that I grew up with. His name is Paper Chase, and he has signed to Young Buck's label. He just dropped a teaser video here recently where he was in a studio with the entire G-Unit.
Dang.
So I kind of believe Young Buck in a way, but you know, after you get caught with a transvestite, you're willing to put out any story at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Just get that attention off you. Like that whole thing that Trump's website, who won Chinky career, turns out it was a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that messed him up. That messed him all the way up. But the thing
and
is, I mean, on that,
I
didn't think he knew.
Rapper, she might as well just have security guards for the rest of her life.
And then I don't think he knew about that. That was just wasn't that just a picture that he took with one?
Huh?
No, this is the video. This is the video where he was caught in a room with somebody giving him fellatio, and then after they got in the middle of giving fellatio, he walked out. And they kind of find out it was supposed to have been a transvestite.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And the only thing you can see is Young Buck's jacket and the back of him. You can't tell who it really is. So it might not even be Buck at all.
But if you watch this YouTuber named Stormer Rowe, he touched up on all that shit about the transvestite. They love the transvestites on the West Coast for real. It's crazy.
Well, that's where they is. That's where a lot of them at.
Oh, they ain't just on the West Coast, man. They be doing that stuff down in Florida, too. And, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Nowadays.
But, you know, before, California was known, like, a whole bunch of gay people lived there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you got all of them. I took one time, me and my daughter, you know, we went up to the to New York to a family, you know, to the family trip up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Macy's, and, you know, and there Macy's got these makeup people. You know, you could just put it on, go in there and try out, you know, they touch you all up, and then, you know, and like, it might have been seven or eight of them. Like, four of them were guys.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them were guys.
Mm-hmm.
At least four of them. I don't know about the other three. You know, I wasn't looking that hard, you know, but four of them were guys. And then my daughter was like, "Well, she did my makeup real good. She good." I said, that wasn't a she. That was a dude." She was like, No, it wasn't. I was like, then my wife at the time, I was like, "Tell her." She was like, tell her. She was like, "Yeah, those were guys in there doing your makeup."
She learned a lesson that day. Oh, my goodness.
But I mean, there was like six or seven of them, and there four of them were guys. You know, just made up. I mean, if you just look at them and just, you know, keep walking, you would think it was a female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but actually sitting there and watching them do the makeup, you know.
I got three of them on my Facebook friend list that are post op whatever. They look crazy. It's like. I don't have nothing against them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start thinking of black woman specifically, I'm going to side-eye you because you're going to have to wait to be a woman. And then you want to talk about fish this, fish that.
It's
if you
scary
want to
out here. You don't know.
You want a pair of titties, take them because I got enough. If you want a booty, put some pads on the back of it, whatever. If you want to be a woman, be a woman. Shoot, hopefully you can have a period, too. But
yes. You need, yes, exactly.
But don't be who you want to be like. Thankfully, I see the trans on my page doing that, but, you know, I feel like YouTube is like my news channel. My boyfriend get on me like, "You always watching YouTube. You really after a while. What is your favorite show?"
I tell you,
Before we get off of here, let me tell y'all some stuff how you could use the radio show.
Okay.
So, now, ways you could use the radio show is just say, like, you can even do, just say you're going to an event, and it's somebody you want to, interview, you know, on the radio show, or it might be hard to get them at a certain time to do the radio show. So what you try to do is you set up an interview right there. Get your phone, record them, whatever you got to do, and just ask them four or five questions, boom, there your interview is right there. We can put it on the show.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? Just a quick interview with somebody, say, hey, you know, I mean, that just that simple. Because you know how hard it is to get busy people to do an interview. But you can
yeah.
say, hey, can I get 5 minutes of your time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can I get 5 minutes of your time? You know, and mm-hmm. yeah, sure. Hey, can you record us real quick? And I'm going to ask them some interview questions. You know, boom, you got your interview right there. We can download that, upload to the show, YouTube, however we're going to do it, you know. And boom, you got you a video. So,
and bring my stuff back up, but I would definitely be happy to interview people.
And trust, you'd be surprised.
I might say, hey, who want to get interviewed? I'm one of the new hosts, St. Louis hosts. Know how St. Louis do it.
You did media before, so you already know. All you got that's like a free pass into some events. Just because you do media.
I'll give you something, but media is different now than back when we was really doing it, Daniel.
Yeah, I know. Because I used to use it to the fullest.
It's more of a popularity. Well, it's always been a popularity contest.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a gimmick now, though.
Can we use the radio show to promote our own shit, too, as long as we're loyal to y'all?
Say it again.
Can we use the radio show to promote our own stuff as long as we're loyal to y'all?
Yeah, I don't care. I've used it. Look, take advantage of the situation. Because when most people do things, let me put it like this. All of us are selfish. It's like us first.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah,
that's human nature.
I can be sometimes.
It's us first. Okay, it's us first. And then you say, hey, you know what? I can, but you're still networking. It's all part of the networking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but mm-hmm. you take care of you first. And that's why I was like, I said, this ain't my radio show. I'm using our radio show. You know, so you
mm-hmm.
use it to your full advantage or whatever you can do with it. And then, hey, Damo, hey,
ooh,
I got this person I want to interview. I got this person I want to interview on the radio show. But cool, I don't care. It don't matter. Okay, I'll give you the code and everything to get in there so you can do it.
Ooh. All right, let me start promoting myself since this is a for real thing.
Hey, you guys.
For real thing, I will promote myself through my stuff and our stuff.
Hey.
We always have to be, but we do need to meet up, so.
Yeah, we can do that. Like I said, we just pick some time when all of us can, head out.
I'm kind of scared of driving out there, to be honest. I'm not
sure. What would be the middle spot from Tennessee to, New
Sykeston or Cape Girardeau?
Okay.
About an hour and a half drive.
Hey, that's a big old college town.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we can. I mean, that's halfway. Mm-hmm. That's halfway. I drive there all the time. You know, I'm from there. You know, and my kids live here, and I got kids that live there, so I'm back and forth. But
I wonder
use it to your advantage, and then, like I was saying, if you have people. They got audio. Y'all know people that got businesses. If they have audio mm-hmm. advertisement that they want to play
can
on the radio, you know, boom.
Can you tag Tunnel Vision Radio Show?
Can I what?
Yeah,
tag Tunnel Vision Radio Show.
Doing like on the Facebook?
Yeah.
You can like tag people in the post. That's what you're talking about?
No,
well, I thought we had a page. But you know what? I'm not even friends with y'all. I'm only friends with Damo.
Yeah, that's why I kept tagging y'all in the. That's why I kept tagging y'all in the stuff. So I was like, y'all can add each other,
okay.
You know, and stuff okay. like that. So,
you know, we'll tag you and put with others, and I'll tag the others by tonight.
Okay. And like I said, this radio show is gonna be on here for a minute. Until I change websites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can download it, listen to it, download pieces of it, put it on your other, like she says, you got a podcast. You know, that, I'm just trying to find something else because this right here ain't gonna work. This right here is not gonna work.
Okay.
This website that I'm using, it's not gonna work how I want.
Well,
the way I want to set things up,
group,
it's not
we
gonna
can
work.
All have group meetings in the evenings because I do 9 to 5, so we can all have group meetings to put our heads together.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I wanted to do that Zoom meeting also. You know, like I said, I wanted to do a Zoom, you know, so everybody can see everybody and do it like that. But I was like, let me just do a radio show first, get the show, get the ball rolling, and everybody throw that, get to, you know, just get to know each other a little bit.
All right. Well, I sent out my friend request to the people that was in the, that you tagged.
Okay.
Jasmine,
you
all right. I didn't see it.
Oh, I just did it.
Shit,
yeah, that's the reason I kept tagging y'all in the stuff.
Oh,
you know, just add
okay,
each other.
Okay, I just gave you a friend request. You just followed me.
Okay.
Kyle,
all right.
Yeah. Anything too, so we can start tagging each other when the show pop off.
Okay. And I believe I sent out some friends requests. I don't know if I sent a friend request to everybody, but I believe I did send out at least one or two friends requests.
I got Jay. Mm-hmm.
Because I want to also get it where like, if people tuning in online, they can, you know, type in the message, you know, and, you know, just chat with us online, period. They ain't got to call in, you know.
Okay.
So it's a lot of different things I want to try to do with the show, but like I said, this website ain't this, Blog Talk ain't it. I'm surprised because like they was one of the first ones to do it.
A lot of people been having issues with Blog Talk.
Yeah, and I'm surprised because they was one of the first people to do it.
Tony Clark, I got you.
Okay. Hey, Drake just dropped another diss track.
Here they go.
Oh, my. Here we go. You should have just been quiet.
Now, and meet the crowd.
I think it's just about the dollars now. Because they
it's
just coming up with these.
The
you know, just think about this. Back in the day.
You may not be real.
Yeah, ain't nobody come back out with no diss track like the next day and all of that. They like, okay, we're going to put this on our album. We're going to put this on our album, and it's one, maybe one or two tracks on there with the diss on, and that's it. You know, they done.
Yeah, they going hour by hour.
Because the thing is, if you diss somebody so hard, if you diss somebody so hard on one track, they talking about taking TikTok away.
Yeah.
I don't like it. That was my stress reliever. TikTok. I do videos on TikTok, and I don't like one bit.
Well, why are they talking about taking it away? What's the issue?
The different shit with Chinese getting information, American information. They call it money grab, for real.
Right. They're giving our information away anyway.
Right. That's what I mean.
For real, if you really think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that and a lot of people don't know the way the algorithm set up in China, they don't even see a lot of the stuff that we posted. They set up where they only set up to see certain things. Period.
Yeah.
They don't see everything we see.
Yes, sir. Like when I went to Dubai, they don't play all that stuff either. I don't even know if they get
you
TikTok
went to Dubai?
In Dubai. Mm-hmm. I want to go back. Mm.
Girl,
yeah.
Tell me when to get a passport, because I've been wanting to. You know what place that I want to go to? It sounds kind of basic, but I want to go to New Orleans for the history.
Oh yes, they got a lot of good sites. I went to that cemetery that they have.
I
want
to go to Congress Square because that's where the slaves used to kick it at.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Have
I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but I don't know if this show is going to kick me off. It's saying I got 20 seconds left. So
oh,
I don't know
okay,
if it's going to kick me off or give me an extra few minutes. So I'm going to just...
Well, we can just talk in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a great night. It was. Mm-hmm.
It was.
I
night
appreciate
night.
The invite.
Yes, I do. Nice meeting you all.
Same here.
And I don't nice know what... I was talking about the chat in here. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's okay. It's, let me sit on here for a minute, y'all. So we got a little bit of time left. You know, so but like I said, take advantage of the radio show. Use it however you want. You know, y'all know. I mean, pretty much all of y'all know me and the stuff I used to do with the radio show. And you know, I used to go to different cities, and you know, like I said, it's different now. But people used to be like, "Hey, man, come do your radio show live here." And you know, I bring my laptop, set it up, do the different interviews there. Sometimes it was live, sometimes it was pre-recorded. You know, I record it, then put it on there. I can do that also. You know, I want, so just we don't have to always be live. You know, if you got an interview that you did for somebody, and usually when people want to do an interview, you know, if you say, "Hey, I got a crew, we want to interview you," because a lot of people like being interviewed by two or three people. No, right. And that way, even when I'm interviewing people, I like other people on the show because you might have some things that, you know, questions that you come up with that I never thought of.
I just put myself out on Facebook about that.
Mm-hmm.
What about the say that again? You did what on Facebook?
Put myself out there about the radio show if they need interview, whatever.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Y'all can do that. I'm serious. Like, do that.
Okay.
Because you interview nobodies. You know, only reason I don't like interviewing some people that really don't have anything going on is because they don't know how to elaborate on questions. Because me, just say I didn't have nothing going on, like period, point blank, nothing. I could still make it sound like I got a whole bunch of shit going on. You know, just to make that interview look good. Just to make the interview look good. And because when I start talking about stuff, people are going to say, "Damn, you know, let me check him out." Just by some stuff I say on the radio. Just by some things I say on the interview. Y'all know how many times I done lied on the real interview, you know, being interviewed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they say, "Hey, tell us a story about when you did this." Oh, okay, boom.
Right.
I just think that quick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, bam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember when blah, 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 blah. And I had to do, because, you know, I've been in management for like 25, 30 years. So a lot of the stuff I did experience. A lot of stuff I did experience, and a lot of stuff I've seen other managers experience. You know, so I was able to, boom.
Everybody's signs on here.
Signs? Pisces for life, baby.
What's your sign?
Oh.
Pisces.
Okay, Virgo. I'm a Virgo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the other guys, y'all still on there? Oh, okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, why do I be quiet after I say I'm a Virgo?
I'm a Cancer.
All right.
So everybody different.
Yeah, we got a nice variety in here.
But when I hear Tony and Cal, son.
Are they still there?
I'm the Capricorn. I'm Tony.
Yeah, that's
what
it is.
Okay, Tony.
Damn, okay.
Cal? You still there? He's still, his phone's still on there, so I thought he's still on there. He's still on the line.
Oh. No, what happened to Cal?
I'm here.
Okay. What's your sign? What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh.
Sagittarius. See, everybody different.
Right.
We
got
all that variety up in here.
Yeah.
So we can try to think of a topic for next week. Like, just like how we talk about hip-hop this week as an introduction. We should all do that so we get on. It's like you get on Spotify, Anchor. There's a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what I'm going to do is, like, I'm going to listen to, because you can always go back and listen to the show also, so you know it's going to be on here. And you can still, like, post it, like, "Hey, check us out. You know, we was live talking about blah, blah, blah," you know, and just put the link up there. No, because a lot of people listen after. You know, a lot of people listen after. They might not listen.
Give me the link to go to the link where I could share that on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because did I send it in a text message? I think I just sent it to you then, Bethany. Or did I send it to you?
Oh, okay. I thought I heard my phone. Let me see.
No, I'm talking about earlier when you was like, it was showing something else.
Oh, that link. Okay.
I think I just sent that to you, and I meant to send that to everybody.
Okay.
Because, like I said, the website was acting stupid. So it was saying, like, I logged on here earlier, and it said, your show go live in 30 minutes. I'm like, whoa. This was 5 o'clock. So it's something
right.
They got messed up with the time zone. I had to put it like I was in Russia or somewhere, wherever it's 9 o'clock. It was crazy. I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, so.
I'm going
to
find it now.
But I'll send the link to you all. I'll send the link to you all where you can still post it on your Facebook and, you know, where people can, you know, come back and listen. And what I do is after we do the show, because, you know, even though you have that, you still have all these different topics. And I put those topics like, hey, listen to us talk about, you know, in the description. I put those what we talked about in the description.
Well, we touched on quite a few topics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, yeah, we all could try to meet up. I guess we'll set that up soon. Like I said, it ain't nothing but an hour and a half away. I'm off on the weekends. So
I am, too.
But I'm Monday through Friday, basically 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. basically. Yeah, I see I
Monday
get up early sometimes.
6:30 to 6:30.
Well, my schedule varies, and I usually don't know if I'm gonna have to work the weekend until Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
I'm in manufacturing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll set something up where we'll do it way ahead of time, where hopefully it won't throw anybody off, you know.
And then I can put in for time off, yeah.
Right. We still missing Miss Jasmine. She didn't call in. She said she had something to take care of.
Well, she had a deadline, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I understand that, yeah. And that's the thing, but that's really why I wanted other hosts on it also. That way we can, you know, okay, Jasmine can't do the interview or she can't be on there, so. Hey, David, can you? Or I might have to work. We rarely work Saturdays, but you know, but you never know. You know, you never know.
Okay.
But okay, it was good talking to you all. We got a lot of stuff covered today, and a lot of stuff we want to do with the radio show. And like I said, just take advantage of it. You know, take advantage of it.
Topics, man.
Yeah. You get somebody with some. Audio, you know, for the radio show, you know, they want to advertise, you know, then we could, you know, take a break every now and then and be like, hey, they show sponsored by such and such, boom, and we play their advertisement.
Okay. Well, we should all meet about how we're going to market it, how we're going to market ourselves to others.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and that
like
way we all want to say, because you know how.
We can meet on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, because you know how people would do. They'll say, like, if they know me, Bethany, and Tony on the radio show, then they might say, hey, how much it costs to advertise on your radio show? Then I'd be like, okay, blah, blah. Then they'd be like, okay, let me see what Bethany says.
So we can also
talk
about that so we can stay on one accord.
Right, because they show, you know, people would do it, too. Let me see what Bethany say.
Yeah,
okay,
they
let me see what Tony. Let me see what Tony say. Okay, I'm going to go with Tony. Then, you know.
And me and Damo, we met in media before, so I'm familiar with you.
No, don't be telling nobody. No, I'm just playing. No, but because I used to try to, when I first started, man, when I first started doing this, I used to be everywhere. I was, wherever something was going on, I tried to be there.
Man, that magazine was good in my press basement, in my grandmama's basement. We mail the magazines out. We have to interview models, rappers.
Oh, yeah.
Then I
don't know if y'all doing that.
Too.
Huh?
Then I had to edit the shit, too.
Doing that magazine ain't no joke. I had to, look, We Live and Direct magazine that I did for a minute. Boy, you talking about trying to get some content, trying to get the right content.
Wow.
Boy, that was a mess. It was a mess.
And then you have somebody over you like, oh, this person full of shit. You shouldn't interview them or.
Right. Now, that's one thing I didn't really have to deal with. You know, and mostly, and the hard, one of the hard things I think most of yours was kind of local. You know, I know y'all ventured out somewhere, but it's hard to try to get that local stuff.
We did mail outside St. Louis, but most of it was local. I will say that much.
And that makes it harder.
Because they email us the audio or email us their answers and stuff. Well, we just go ahead and have like a segment of interviews.
Yeah, we can. I mean, we can do that. Like, I don't.
I have no trouble.
Yeah, just let me know who it is. We set it up and just get it going. Or I give you the code and everything to get in here, and you just set the date and put it on there.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that along the line. But it was good to meet. How many hosts were not on the line today, besides Jasmine?
That's it, just Jasmine. Jasmine, only one missing right now.
So we got three offers, three girls, three boys. Okay.
Yep. So that makes it, and everybody's different signs. So that makes it even better.
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn, Sag, Cancer, Pisces, Virgo. Dang. Ain't no Libra, Aquarius, or. Now, it would be cool if we had the Gemini on there.
Oh,
I give
man.
My son,
yeah,
I give
the
my
Gemini.
Son. I give my son, the Gemini. I like
well,
my son.
Gemini. And they be talking
like,
that shit all day today.
I like my son. He speak his mind. He like me. He speak his mind.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend is an Aquarius. And oh, my God. That motherfucker is petty. He said he only sees his mind for real when he's real, real mad, but he don't really kind of close up in a way.
That literally sounds like my ex-wife.
Huh?
My ex-wife is an Aquarius. That sounds like her.
And don't they are so freaking, they want to blame you. They want to be victim, but you don't do anything to help the situation either.
Man, look, me and my wife made promises together. She broke the promise and then blamed me. Huh?
I'm always to blame for me and my boyfriend arguing. I'm like one time he was going through something, and he was like, I was selfish because I keep on saying, are you mad at me? Because normally when he do that solid treatment shit, he ignores
he
me.
Mad.
I'm like, yeah. Are you mad at me? What's going on? Say, you're selfish. Have you ever thought about being a solution? I say, you know what? You don't let me in. I had to dig information to already know that you're really mad because they play it all cool, and next 2 days, I'm mad. You got to play yesterday with the motherfuckers. And I'm like,
I just dug myself in a grave without even doing anything. My ex, she works third shift, so I've been letting her stay here at my house.
You could breathe and you dig yourself in the grave with an Aquarius.
Man, look, I've been letting my ex stay at my house while she works third shift. She sleeps during the day and I take care of the kids to help her out. Well,
right.
She literally just got up an hour late because I didn't know what time she wanted to be up, so I didn't bother even worrying about it. She just got up, pissed off, and took off and went to work and straight had an attitude with me like it was my fault.
It's and they don't want to say everybody's selfish. Well, you this way from selfish shit too.
And I'm gonna tell you this: look, when me and my
out, but they don't want to call themselves out.
When me and my ex got into it, okay, so now I realize you're moving out, so I'm gonna let you have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking, and then later on. She tried to make up. So and when I'm arguing, you know, I'm not making up things. You know what I mean? I'm telling you like it is.
Right.
So then she said, but you know how some people argue and they start making up BS. You know what I mean? You know,
my like, ex does that.
And but it was I was telling her then, you know, and then she texted me and she was like, I didn't know you felt that way about me. And then she was like, all the stuff you were saying, I didn't know. I said, what you mean you didn't know? I said, 90% of the stuff I said, I've already said it. I said, I've been telling you that. And I said,
they
I said, 90% of the stuff I'm telling you, I already said it. I said, but You said I always, but she's younger too, y'all, so just to get y'all heads up on that. I said, but you said I always talk to you like, you know, when I'm telling you stuff, I always talk to you like I'm your daddy, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I say it in a nice way, you said in a nice way, like I'm not your daddy. So I try to break it down to you, like, you know, I analyze stuff a lot, you know. And when I did that, obviously you didn't listen. So now you heard everything. Now I yelled it to you because I was pissed off. Now you heard everything I said. So what do you want? Do you want me to yell it to you, or do you want me to be the nice guy? Because when I was the nice guy, you didn't listen. When I was the angry guy yelling it, you was listening.
That's why I laughed.
But I was still the bad guy, though. How am I going to be the bad guy when I only use the only expression I can ask that I have possibly an option to if all my other options have been denied?
Right. But the thing is, she don't listen. Because, like, okay, even then she said, are we going to get back together? And I was like, well, let's talk Saturday, which was supposed to be yesterday. I said, let's talk Saturday. So she came over Tuesday. You know, I just got to work 6 hours. Because I told her, come on, don't come over through the week because I'm working 11, 12 hours. I'm not going to feel like talking about all of that. She came over Tuesday. She came over Thursday. And she said, you playing? I said, how am I playing? You got time to, you know, you said we were going to talk about it. I said, see? I said, that's your problem. That's your problem. I said, Saturday. I said Saturday.
Yes, Saturday.
No, you didn't. Yes, I did. I said, each time you ask me, I said, let's talk Saturday. When I got enough sleep, I'm fresh, and then we can talk. I don't want to talk to you and be tired because I don't want to forget anything, you know, and I don't want to be dozing off while I'm talking to you. So I said Saturday, you know. No, you didn't. Okay, well, you know, and then she still had the same attitude. I said, well, I'll see you Saturday. I'll think about it. Boom. You know what I mean? So I'm already like, I already got set in my head like, it's not happening anyway because you're the same person. You're the same person. You know, and you can't change. You can't change people. Yeah, you can't change people in one day. And some people will change, but some people don't want to change. It's a difference if you want to. But the thing is, I'm not going to let you come back and then hoping you change, and then you don't, and then guess what? I'm stuck with you.
And I wasted my time.
Yeah, and I'm wasting my time. You're going to be here, and then I'm going to be more pissed off, and all we're going to do is go through the same thing again.
All right.
But anyway, y'all, let's get off of here. Everybody got to get some sleep and go to work or something. Got something to do.
Yeah. All right.
But it was good talking with you all. Have a good night. I'm going to let y'all go. Because I can talk to y'all all night for real. I'll talk y'all here at all.
Man, call me. I got time, too.
All right. Good night, y'all.
All right, y'all. Good night. Good night, y'all.
Good night,
I'll talk
y'all.
To y'all later.
Take care.
All right.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to y'all later.
When you coming home, hope you ain't tired.